Did you ever have a kind of an edge that you had to cut off that bacon? What was that edge? The kind of some sort of.
You mean when you kill a hog?
Well, the edge you have to get off the bacon.
That was the skin. You know, that was the hard skin, because if you put that in some time, it'd pop.
Yes, ma'am.
If it pumped grease all over.
Okay. Did you ever hear people say the butter got funky? You know what that means?
It got rance, kind of butter.
Funky, you know, okay.
No.
Tasting one way or the other?
Well, my daughter-in-law said it gets rance. She can't eat it. Now, that's what we call it. I don't know.
Yes, ma'am.
But she'll say that she had butter and it got. I never find mine get rains.
Do you eat pretty regular?
I eat my breakfast from seven on to 8, 9 o'clock, and I eat my dinner. I try to eat my dinner about 11:30. And the supper, well, it doesn't make any difference. If I'm hungry at 6 o'clock, I'll go eat. If I'm not, I'll wait till 7. If I'm not, I'll wait until 7:30. So I just don't have any, you know, since I'm by myself, I can do like I want, I guess.
Yes, ma'am.
You know.
When you eat between regular meals, you say you're just having a...
I don't snack. I don't snack.
You don't?
Uh-uh. I drink a little Coke in the afternoon, and that's all. I don't, in the morning either, after I eat my breakfast, I don't snack until I eat dinner.
Did you drink any this morning, like you?
Coke?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You what? You?
I drank this morning about 10 o'clock. I drank a little bit of Coke.
Yes, ma'am.
Not a whole Coke. I just drink a little.
Uh-huh. When you're thirsty, you might have a what?
A lemonade, a Coke?
Or
a glass of cold water, something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When dinner's on the table, say, and your family is standing around waiting to begin, what do you say to them?
Dinner's ready.
Y'all?
All sit down and eat. A lot of people say a prayer, a little prayer, which is nice. I like that. You know, a blessing before they eat their meals.
Well,
it's
I
nice.
Trust it.
You do?
I trust it. Mm-hmm. What I remember.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's some people around here that won't sit and eat unless they... And I've had people to visit me that wouldn't sit at the table and eat unless they said that little prayer. He says a hog will say a hump when he's ready to eat. And he says, well, that's right, he's blessing his food.
So they always say a prayer
Before they eat.
Uh-huh. Sat, before they...
All sit, and then we laugh at the children a lot of times, you know. They'll sit at the table, and they're so anxious to eat, you know, and somehow I'll say, well, now we got to say a blessing. And you start the blessing, and when they say amen, they grabbing that thing.
Everybody just goes ahead.
Yeah, grabbing that thing.
When you want somebody to start the food, you say, go ahead and...
Start eating.
Help
yourself.
So you went ahead and...
Help yourself, that's right. Pass them around.
When the food had been cooked, and served the second time, you say it again.
It's been warmed over. Warmed over food.
Yes.
I do that all the time at night. I like my food kind of warm. I don't like cold food.
Yes, ma'am. Do you remember people here, what would they smoke here?
You mean the cigarettes or pipes or?
Or
cigars.
Okay. Did anybody here ever put tobacco in there?
No, not none of my family.
They never.
There's somebody around here though that uses it.
Yes, ma'am.